Hey fam, welcome back to another episode of The Todd Talks, your growth mindset podcast dedicated to personal development, delivered as is without any edits. So, it's been a minute since my last podcast. Things has been about 2 months. Definitely has been some great moving pieces, some updates, and then I'll dive more into today's topic, which I want to focus around limits. Limits have applied to me, how I decided to overcome them, and take it from there. So, as I mentioned right off the bat, it's been a minute, it's been 2 months, and there's been a few changes. So on this podcast specifically, you could probably hear from the intro as I changed it. Obviously, before I was saying like I'm trying to do weekly or biweekly or monthly or whatever, I just kind of scrapped that altogether because I don't want to make this in terms of a time restriction, because I really just want to do this like based off of inspiration that I have and just make an episode like that. That's kind of how I want. I really want it to be this, as I mentioned before, really authentic, genuine. That's a lot of the episodes have been all to date. And I even tried, like there was a period it's like, oh, I'm going to like try to like schedule in episodes. And then I'd be like, okay, here's the framework. And like, here's, I'm going to go. I tried that a few times. But again, because that innate passion wasn't there for that episode, I just ended up not doing it. So that's one thing. The second part is the social media complementary handles to this. So when I first started, I was like, okay, I'll just have this whole brand of at the Todd Talks. You know, do that on Instagram. I even had Snapchat, Facebook, you know, those, primarily those stations. Well, I changed that. First of all, not doing Snapchat anymore. Kind of decided to get rid of that. The reason why I was doing Snapchat was because I was doing these questions of the day. I was doing it for a while, but then I ended up just tossing it because I don't think it was giving that much value, because it's just like, you know, making people think, making people give questions, not necessarily giving, you know, people strategies or delivering them tips or motivation or whatever that is. Also, it wasn't very permanent. It was only 24 hours and it went away. So I decided to scrap that altogether. The second part of it was I actually spun off a brand specifically to complement this podcast, because in some ways, I'm not trying to make this podcast my life. I'm just making this a piece of it. So the brand identity now is Todd Talks Mindset, because it's a complement to this Growth Mindset podcast. So if you go at Todd Talks Mindset on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, you see some posts there. I started that, at least on the Instagram side, early October. I think it's about 40, 45 posts. You can kind of see, it's kind of like morphed already in the month and a half to almost 2 months that I've been doing it. So definitely check that out. My goal there is actually to post daily. And you might be like, well, are you imposing a goal? What's going to happen? Well, I'll get to that in a minute. But essentially, I started doing readings once a day. And then from those daily readings, I tried to make a post based off of that. Tried to give, you know, whether it be in a sentence or two sentences or three sentences, something, a condensed version of what I read or what I've learned. Or maybe it is just something that I've like picked up from a couple weeks ago and just incorporate, and is like, you know what, I wanna, this reading reinforce something that I just incorporated, so let me just double down on that. I'll get into that also in a minute. So that's what I kind of been up to, changing kind of the branding of this. Changed my site a little bit, trying to deliver more value. Don't want to necessarily say in a weekly, bi-weekly, monthly. Maybe I'll get back to that point. But definitely, if you check out the Todd Talks Mindset social media, again, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, you'll definitely start seeing posts there more consistently based off of those readings, which I'll get into in a minute. So that kind of like catches you up to speed on the podcast side. So what I've been focusing on these last few months, obviously deciding where I want to go next has been a big piece of it. I obviously been doing a lot of job search stuff, but it's interesting. So that journey itself, discovered that I had imposed a lot of limitations on what I want to do, where I want to work, and where it's just in terms of like the company itself, as well as where it's physically located. So what I wanted to do still has been like around the same area, although I now have like evolved it to a generalist role. I'll kind of bring you up to that process. So when I first left Google, I focused my search based off of what I already knew. You know, just being like, oh, I already know how to do this thing, so I'll just apply to doing those same things somewhere else. Obviously, that kind of just makes no sense because it kind of goes against this whole journey to begin with. But, you know, it was just something so I could, like, start the process somewhere. Did that mainly across, like, tech companies. Focused more on – tried to, like, kind of switch more into, like, a account manager, sales, solutions. Had some operations in there as well. Had some IT roles there as well. But what I was getting is, like, I was getting a lot of interest more on my IT side, which – makes sense. IT is in hot demand, but the offers I was getting were not anywhere where I wanted it to be. So I was saying no to a lot of those things. Then I realized, like, well, why am I just going from one big company to another? That makes no sense. That's kind of silly. So I kind of scrapped that. So I opened it up and I basically was looking at, like, well, maybe I should look at mid-sized companies. And then I was like, well, maybe I should also look at startups, specifically early stage startups. You know, I'm talking about maybe a couple of years in, max, small team, maybe 10, 15 kind of situation. I would either be the only one in that function or the second person in that function, whatever that may be. Be an opportunity to wear a lot of hats, be more involved, have more skin in the game, and really to be able to grow. And I realized, like, well, it's like, why didn't I think of that to go with, like, off the beginning? So a little back history about me. So in college, I had a great internship at a startup. It's called Awareness. Great people out there. But it was a software engineer position. Because again, my degree, computer science, kind of was a natural fit. And I liked a lot of what I was doing there. I thought it was, like, great as an internship. You know, at least compared to, like, some of my other friends when we were talking about different internships and what they were doing, I felt like, you know, I was actually making a difference in the products. I was involved in these meetings, and I felt, you know, if there was more of, like, a team dynamic there, and, you know, everyone was trying to work to the same goal, especially since, like, I think it was about 20 people, maybe a little bit more, maybe up to 30 at that point. But I was reflecting on that. And, you know, it was more of, like, what I was doing there. I didn't necessarily, like, not necessarily that I was there and I was in the startup. Also, it's different because I was in college and, you know, it wasn't the same terms of pricing scheme. So that was all blurred out. Also, when I graduated college, I didn't want to go into a startup because I just wanted something that was a little bit more secure, something that I can actually build a foundation on and then kind of go from there. Well, the foundation was built, right? The last 5 years saved a lot of money based off of the 10% rule that I had, which was I would only spend up to 10%. I would send about 10% of my base salary. Don't account for anything else. Try to save everything else, whether it be in that 401k with a matching program or putting in stocks or putting in other, like, investments to at least, you know, let that grow for a few years. So with that, I was like, well, this is now the perfect time to actually explore more of those quote-unquote riskier options. Because as I already said, I have, like, a safety net. If something goes awry, I'm not, you know, I'm not in a bad position. Also, again, don't have a mortgage over my head. Don't have an immediate family I need to take care of. At this moment, no kids, no wife. So don't have to worry about those things. This is the perfect time now to do this. Because, again, late 20s, still have a lot of energy. I actually have more energy now because I had a big focus on health, which I'll also get to later in this episode about limits around health. Not necessarily, like, in a bad way, but it's like where I kind of was, like, flatlining. Anyway, I'll get to that later. So health as well. And, you know, I probably have more energy than I've had in years. I don't know. Definitely am the healthiest that I've been. But anyway, I'll get to that later. Focusing more on limits and where I want to be, what I want to do, where I want to focus, and why I kept leveraging the word return on investment. So a lot of times people, when they use that, they think about financially, you know, return on investment there. But I discovered that, no, I need to look at it as time. Time is one of the biggest assets you can have. Where can I spend my time so that the return on that time spent will put me in a much better position a few years down the line? And honestly, at this point, an early stage startup makes the most sense for me. So I've been doing a lot more applications there, first in the New York area, but then I actually decided to lift that veil because I was like, okay. So I got past that limitation. Now I know what, like, where I want to be, where I want to focus my energy on. But I was, again, focusing on just New York. nothing wrong with New York, but there's a lot of other opportunities out there, a lot of different places. And I was imposing a limit on that search because I was like, well, this is where I want to be, you know. But that goes against the principle. It's like, well, if I'm returning on time, and I'm saying that is the most important variable, then location shouldn't matter. So I expanded this whole thing out. Now I'm looking at everywhere in the United States. And I think that's going to be wrapped up in the next week or so. Get more information on that then. But I was really just like passionate about limits and like how I've been applying like and thinking about these limits in these different ways. And I actually, you know, and it makes sense. The location thing makes sense a lot, right? I have a friend who is a dentist, graduated, I think about almost 2 years ago at this point, and then he, about a year and a half, actually, and he moved, you know, Boston, he could have been in the Boston area, but think about that, right? Supply, demand, there's just so many dentists in that area that your growth can't be as fast, right? Whereas if you go somewhere that's a little bit more suburban or, you know, less urban, like further a couple hours away, you actually have an opportunity to really like grow faster earlier. Which, you know, smart move. A lot of people don't think that way because they're just thinking about like, oh, like what do my friends will think if I live out here? Like, oh, like what about my social life? Or like, oh, like, you know, all these like kind of like self-imposing no's that stops you from potentially unlocking a higher level of achievement or higher level of growth. So I'm similarly applying that same principle to me and where I want to be and where I want to grow. So yeah, lots of energy on limits. So that's one part of it, is more on the career side, what I want to do with my life. And that's all great. Other side, I kind of mentioned at least two of them earlier was reading. And then one was on health. And also to some other strategies that I picked up that I think could be useful, not necessarily that are related to limits, but I think at least could help you out. So the first one's reading. Mentioned before, not a big reader, don't really care about reading. Nothing against reading. I just like prefer audio as a platform more, but that's just limiting, right? Not even like incorporating some sort of like reading ritual every day. Right after my last episode, I read this book called The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. And he talks about this program called the Savers. Savers is an acronym, stands for silence, affirmations, visualizations, exercise, reading, and scribing. And exercise, I already got that, right? Easy. 4 days a week was at Orange Theory. And then even on the off days, at least I was walking around like almost hitting 10,000 steps a day. So there was at least some sort of physical activity. So I was getting that out of the way. Scribing, I was doing the daily gratitude journal. I was doing it on my board, but I'm actually using a different app now. It's called AnyDo. I think it's like any.do. Recommend. It's great because I can just log it on my computer and then there's an app that syncs with it. So it's really easy. It's part of my daily email to myself. So I can easily knock that one out. Silence. Also wasn't really doing that much of that. Like silence can be meditation, whatever it may be. I actually started incorporating daily practice of doing, well, first it was a 1 minute meditation, but now it's a 2 minute meditation. So just like expanding that limit and being like, well, I'll never do meditation or like whatever. Just incorporating even a small habit, doing that daily can be great. Another one is affirmations. So there's kind of like a template that this program, if that's the way you put it, has that you can kind of print out and read. So one in the morning, actually, it's just a link, it's a PDF. I read that as part of my daily email to myself. And that night, I have it right next to my bed to take that out, read it, go from there. So got those out of the way. The one piece I was missing, visualization. So visualization, I know I said like scribing my gratitudes, but also scribing my daily tasks and actually visualizing me doing them. I'm just taking, again, just a couple minutes visually seeing like how I would accomplish them actually made me that much more, I guess, primed and framed well to accomplish them. I'll probably go more into this methodology later. I think I'm just referencing it because it did help expand some of my own self-imposed limits that I was just like restricting me from achieving achieving more. And then the last one, the biggest one, the hardest one to overcome, reading. But I was able to overcome that. I actually decided to go for an annual membership of Blinkist. If you're not familiar, it's basically like 15 to 20 minute summaries of books. Easy, like you can read them. There's an audio version. I remember I actually tried this because I was like, oh, there's an audio version, but the narration on some of them are a little bit more, you know, they're a little bit bland. That's the best way I can put it. They're bland. So I was like, you know what? I think there's value in this. So I decided like, okay, I'm going to read one a day. And then I actually used the inspiration from that reading to help inspire me to make a daily post on Todd Talks Mindset. It's actually been great. I think some of the principles that I've learned through audiobooks and podcasts, they get reinforced in some of these readings, which is, you know, it's a helpful reminder, first of all, as well as then it serves as like a immediate inspiration for a particular post, maybe an inspiration for a podcast. So right there, just expanding that out and actually incorporating that into my ritual, my daily ritual, is already allowing me to achieve more. So definitely, definitely, definitely think about some of the limits you're imposing on yourself and try to change those habits. Another big one was just procrastination. I think one big thing I was always catching myself was like, if I didn't want to do something, there would be an immediate way to like alleviate that, like, I don't know, I guess anxiety is the best way to put it. Like maybe jump on Facebook and then go on a Facebook, you know, you could just read articles after article and you're like, oh wow, 30 minutes just went by. So I know I've actually put this in my, I think yesterday's or 2 days ago's social media post, but big, big, big proponent of apps like Self-Control for Mac, which allows you to put in a blacklist of sites that you can't go to. No matter what you do, you can't really uninstall this app. Maybe you can reboot, I don't really know, but even just the small, like, 1 second block just like reinforces my mind. It's like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. Let me just get back to work. Or maybe I should just like drink some water, like do some sort of activity. So I am taking a quote unquote break, but it's very shortly defined. Obviously water is good. It's hydration. So that's really good. But even this, like, you know, like, cause I've heard of these blockers, like, you know, self-control and similar apps, but I was just like, I don't need that. That's silly. Why am I imposing a restriction on myself? So incorporating that. Another restriction I think I learned from, it was a book I was reading or listening to in August. It was called Smarter, Better, Faster. And within that book, it was talking about an hourly awareness chime. Although actually that could be the productivity product. I don't really know. Like I read those, I like listened to those four books like really close together. So I always kind of confuse those two authors, but let me just get to the point. So basically there's an hourly awareness chime that you set on your phone and you just kind of like checking with yourself, like, am I doing the most important things that I'm supposed to be doing right now? So I actually incorporated that into my routine. Again, it's basically on my laptop, it kind of like takes over my screen when the hour is done. And then there's a little like reminder being like, answer this question. Sometimes I'll check my phone then, because otherwise I've put my phone into my backpack now, which is a big change. And then I can kind of see if there's any messages or calls I need to do back, things like that. I think the other limit that I need to, like, I guess something I need to do as well is email, because sometimes I'll check my email 100 times. I have not found, I should probably block my email in this like control app too, because that would be helpful. But I've yet to do that. Maybe that'll change. I'll tell you then if it does. So yeah, just like the fact that I was like able to, you know what, understand that my daily practices weren't necessarily perfect, incorporating new ones that actually helped me in more ways than I could have thought, just because I at least tried them. Again, sometimes you listen to things, you're like, oh, that sounds like good advice. You never incorporate it. Well, you know, that's a mistake. And I know it's interesting because I had a previous episode about experimenting. So it's more just like being choosy, like, what I'll try. It's like, oh, this makes sense or doesn't work, makes sense. But it's actually just like, you know, if other people are doing it, and there's a lot of other people who are doing it, maybe there's a reason why, and there's no harm in trying it, even for a couple weeks. Doesn't take that much extra time in your life. Like, if you can't spare 2 minutes, then you're either the world's busiest person or you're bullshitting yourself, and it's probably the latter. So that was part of reading. The other half was health. So I said mainly Orange Theory 4 times a week. Definitely been growing there still, but now I'm at the point where it's like maybe I should get to 5 days a week. You know, at first I was like, oh, it's hesitant because I read online that, like, you know, you should only do about 4. But again, may have discussed in a previous episode, I don't know what is up with my heart rate, but it recovers really fast. Sometimes I get soreness a little bit the next day. I do the recommended dose of BCAA. That has been helping a lot. Also, I have like compression wraps around my thighs because of my scoliosis affecting that area. So that's kind of been helping as well. So I think I'm at the point where it's like, I think I can introduce a fifth day. I don't have to go as hard or as intense that day. But I think it'd be more than, you know, what I do, which is just like, you know, just walk around or whatever, like incorporating more of that kind of exercise just so I can achieve, you know, even healthier me. Because I really have noticed a difference even the last like 3 months because of the intensity that I've applied to myself. So it's like, why not get to the next level since I'm already used to this? I'm already used to this level. May as well try to achieve more, right? So I think that's all I have for today. Basic lesson is to evaluate limits that you impose on yourself. If you can, try to like change your habits to get around those limits, or maybe just even start thinking, whether it be once a week or otherwise, like really figure out, it's like, what limits have you imposed on yourself? And even just the first step of just like writing it down. You don't have to necessarily change it today, but it's like write down like whenever you're like, oh yeah, like I'm opposing this limit because of XYZ. Just write it down. Definitely be good to at least start reflecting about, because I definitely have learned a lot these last couple months, really exploring these limitations I've put on myself and getting around them and actually being like, oh wow, there is a lot of benefits to thinking this way. So yeah, I'll leave it like that. More episodes to come. Don't worry. If it's another 2 months, there'll be a good reason, but probably won't get to that point again. But yeah, always feel free to reach out. Now you can do it at Todd Talks Mindset. You can reach out that way. You can still reach out at the Todd Talks if you want to. I check that a little bit more anyway. So I'd love to get your feedback on this episode, this podcast, generally speaking, and just learn more. Always willing to connect. And yeah. Have a great day.